Okay, let's begin at Sunday morning. The Sechta Brachos Iyun Shir. The Shir is dedicated by the Kellen family, Le'ili Nishmas, Shimon Tuvia, Ben Dov Yehud, Leib Chaim Kellen, is in the Shamba should have an Aliyah. We were discussing last week the Inyan of Kriya Shema and how, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the way we explained it, there's a connection between the Kriya Shema and the Shemon Esrei. And when one davens Shema early, even before Tzeis HaKochavim, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it can still be Yoytz to the Kriya Shema. So long as he's saying the Kriya Shema in the context of Tfilas Arvis, so it takes on the status of almost like a Shemon Esrei on some level. It's the same way the Shemon Esrei is connected the carbon, the same way the Shemon Esrei is connected the carbon, as we're going to learn today. So too, the Shema on some level also becomes connected to the carbon, which is how we explain the first or the second question, all of Shas. The question, the beginning of Shas, the Gemara asks, how come the Tana decided to talk and tell us about the laws of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis before the laws of Kriya Shema Shel Shachris? It should have maybe mentioned Kriya Shema Shel Shachris first. So we quoted a very little Tosfos. Let's just look at it again. We're not going to spend too much time on it, but we quoted a Tosfos that's about five or seven words on Daf Beis Amud Aleph in Masechta Brachos, where Tosfos says on that question that the Gemara asks, listening to Shachris Bereisha, we should mention Kriya Shema Shel Shachris first. The Tosfos says, why would you think to mention Shachris first? You should mention Arvis. What's wrong with Arvis first? So Tosfos says, no, because Kida Asherchem B'Tamid, the Ksiv Shel Barka Tchila. We find by the carbon tamid that the carbon tamid, which is brought twice a day, the tamid shel shachar and the tamid shel ben arbaim, in two psukim, one in parshas tetzava, I believe, and one in parshas, emor, maybe parshas pinchas, we'll have to take a look. But in two places in the Torah, it says, as a gevis achad, taseh b'boker, as a gevis hashena taseh b'boker. First, he mentioned the boker first. So the Tosfos thinks that the Tana is explaining the Gemara that the Tana should have mentioned Shachris first, Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, just like the carbon, the Shachris comes first, the Boker is mentioned first. So too by the Kriya Shema Shel Shachris should be mentioned first, just like the carbon. So we ask the question, yeah, but what does the Shema have to do with the carbon? We understand Tefillah is connected carbon, but is Shema also connected carbon? So apparently at this point in the Gemara, and certainly, according to the Rebbeinu Tam, Lamaskana, you can actually be Yoytz to the Kriya Shema before Tzeis HaKochavim, so long as you're davening it in the context of the Tfilas Arvis. So just like Tfilas Arvis can be davened even when it's not even nighttime, because just like the Karban Tamid Shel Ben Harbaim finishes by Plaga Mincha, according to Rebbe Yehuda, and then you can start Tfilas Arvis. So too, you can daven Tfilas Arvis after Plag HaMincha. So too, maybe you can daven the Shema then too. And that's what we said according to Rabbeinu Tam. So within that context, we started discussing what does it mean that Tfilas connected carbon. So in order to explain that today, we're going to focus on the Gemara Daf Chav Vav Amid Beis and Daf Chav Vav Amid Aleph. Let's begin with the Gemara Daf Chav Vav Amid Beis. The Gemara says as follows, Itmar, this is about 12 lines from the top of the page, Daf Chof Vavim Beis, Mesech de Brachas. Itmar, Rabbi Yosef Rab Chanina Amar Tfilos Avos Tiknum. Rabbi Yosef Rab Chanina tells us that the Tfilos, Shachris Mincha Marav, were instituted by the Avos themselves. And the Gemara is going to continue to explain Avram Tikin Tfilos Shachris, Yitzhak Tikin Tfilos Mincha, and Yaakov Tikin Tfilos Arvis. Shimon Levi says, well, actually, the Shemona Esrei's, the Tfilos, don't necessarily correspond, or they weren't necessarily instituted by the Avos. They were instituted by Chazal, corresponding to the Tmidim. Tfilos keneged the Tmidim Tiknum. How does that work? Tfilos Shacharis is keneged the Tamid Shel Shachar. The Tfilos Mincha is keneged the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim. And the Tfilos Arvis is keneged any parts of the animal that still have to be burnt on the Mizbeach and weren't burnt during the day. We can burn them all night long. So to Tfilas Arvis can be said all night long. So We have a machlokas between Yossi ben Rav Chanina and Rav Shua ben Levi, whether tfilos avos tiknum or tfilos keneged tmidin tiknum. Okay. What's the nafkamina of tfilos avos tiknum or tfilos keneged tmidin? It's not just a historical machlokas. There must be some type of nafkamina. There must be some type of hezber behind the machlokas, Rav Yossi ben Rav Chanina, Rav Shua ben Levi. And by the way, the Gemara goes on to tell us that there's a braisa that actually supports the position of Yosef ben Rav Chanina. And there's a braisa that supports the position of Shua ben Levi. As you'll see in the next line, Tanya Kavasi Rav Yosef ben Rav Chanina. Tanya Kavasi Rav Shua ben Levi. Tanya Kavasi Rav Yosef ben Rav Chanina. Avram Tikkun Tfilas Shachar Shenemar, quotes Pesukim. Yisok Tikkun Tfilas Mincha. Yaakov Tikkun Tfilas Arvis. And then towards the end of the narrow lines, we have another Tanya. Tanya Kavasi Rav Shua ben Levi. And it tells us because of the Talmud Shal Shachar. So we have two streams in the Amoraim and the Tanoim where the Tfilos, the Shmonesis that we say every day, Shachar's Mincha Marav was Tfilos Avos Tiknum, or Tfilos Keneged Tmidin Tiknum. This is a machlokas that we have to know. So in order to understand the ramifications of this, we'll go for a few minutes to Daf Chavav Amar Aleph. Now we turn back to Daf Chavav Amar Aleph, where the Gemara discusses the Sugi of Tashlumin. Sugi of Tashlumin, Chavav Aleph, the first wide line, the Mishnah, the Gemara tells us in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that there's a loch of Tashlumin when it comes to Shmon Esres. Tashlumin means as follows: a person made a mistake, it's an accident. Tov lo aspal arvis mispal shachar v'shtem. Someone by mistake forgot to daven tfilas arvis. Now, during Corona, this can happen much more often. Happen much more often. Why does it happen more often during Corona? Because people don't daven as much with a minyan during Corona than they did before Corona. So when you don't daven with a minyan, it's a lot easier to forget to daven. You can forget. So happens that someone can be taught, daven mincha earlier. He thought he daven marav. He forgets he forgot to daven marav. He wakes up the next morning, realizes I didn't daven marav. Tov lo spell arvis. So the Gemara says, okay, mispella b'shachrish daim. When you finish the first Shmon Esrei of Shacharis, daven another Shmon Esrei that will make up for the Tfilas Arvis. This is the first wide line in Chav Vav Amarav. Tom, v'lo v'spelo Arvis. V'spelo Shacharis Shnayim. What about if you get Shacharis? If you forget Shacharis, v'spelo, the Mincha Shnayim. You can daven Mincha twice. And then on the third line, the Gemara asks, you know, it's funny. What about if you forget Mincha? Yibarlehu, for some reason, the Gemara is much more comfortable. The Gemara is much more comfortable telling us that if you forget Arvis, you can daven Shachris twice. You daven Shachris, if you forget Shachris, you can daven Marv twice. One more time. If you forget Arvis, you can daven Shachris twice. If you forget Shachris, you can daven Mincha twice. That the Gemara knows, no problem, that's a fact. What the Gemara does not say so clearly, or is not so sure about, is if you forget Mincha, ki daven Marav twice. What could possibly be different between those two cases? If you forget Shachris, you can daven Mincha twice. If you forget Mincha, you can daven Marav twice. So the Gemara actually explains the reason why it's not so sure. Let's read this together, because this is the yesod of the entire sugya. Yibarlehu tov lo aspalo Mincha, maushi yispalo arvis beis. Person forgets or makes a mistake and doesn't daven mincha, can he daven marav twice? Im tim tzalomer tov alo v'spal arvis v'spal shachris beis. Just because we're clear and comfortable saying that if you forget marav, you can daven shachris twice, that could be because it's the same day. Shem dechad yomu, diktsiv, v'yeher v'yivoke yom echad. Okay, so if you forget marav, you can daven two shachris. If you get shachris, you daven two minchas because you're in the same day. However, tefillah b'makom karban. Tefillah is b'makom karban. And therefore, one could have thought that if one forgets mincha, so then he cannot daven two marivs. Because if one were to forget to bring the karban tamid shel bein harbayim, so after shkia, you can't then bring the carbon tamid. You can't bring two tamids the next day. Each day is mechayiv its own carbon. And therefore, if you forget to bring a carbon, you can't bring the carbon the next day. So if you forget to daven on Shachris, you could daven two minchas. But if you forgot to daven mincha, you can't daven two marvs, maybe, because it's a new day. And a new day, over yomo, over zmano, batal karbano. That's what Gemara says. Kivin tefila b'makom karban. He said, this already tells us how Tosfos, this is a back to what we started with, where we said, wait, the reason why you can daven marv after plag is because Rabbi Yehuda holds that the carbon talmud shel ben arbaim can only be brought up until plag. After that was already the zman marv. And we were mechadesh, we weren't mechadesh, but based on Tosfos, we were saying that Shema also takes on that characteristic of almost like a tefillah. And just like the carbon talmud shel ben arbaim can only be brought till mincha afterwards, is already past that, it's zman marv. So too, the Shmona Esrei for marv and the Shema can be said already after plag. But here the Gemara says that if you forget mincha, you can't daven two marvs because it's tefillah's connected or corresponding to the carbon. And since it's corresponding to the carbon, therefore the carbon, the day's over. There's no longer any carbon. You can't daven two marvs. Kiven de tefillah b'makom carbon he, kiven de avar yomo batal karbono. But then the Gemara says, what? Maybe not. Maybe not. Dilma. Kiven de tzlusa rachmihu called emas the boy matzlivi ozil. Well, maybe you can say differently. Maybe there's another aspect to tefillah. Maybe tefillah is not just bimkom carbon. Maybe tefillah is also asking Hashem for rachamim, is connecting to Hashem and saying, Hashem, I need. And if you look at the tefillahs, they're pretty filled with the things that we're asking Hashem to fulfill our needs, to take care of us. Atachoni l'adam das. Right, Borech Aleinu Hashem Elokeinu Rifa'enu Ga'aleinu Esamach David Meherasat Simiach V'Karno. It's all filled with Hashem. Please fulfill our needs. You're in control, and we would ask, and we're beseeching your rachamim. So therefore, rachamim. If you missed it on mincha, you can make it up on marv. If you need it, whatever you need by mincha, you need by marv. And if you don't need it by marv, you need other things by marv. We always need things from the Rabbanu Shel Olam. So therefore, from a standpoint of tefillah being connected carbon, we would understand that once the day is over, you can no longer make it up. But since tefillah is also connected, or the its purpose is rachamim, so therefore, just because the day is over, there's no reason we shouldn't be able to make that tefillah up. I think it's pretty clear that these two stadim in the Gemara, it sounds to me, is very much connected to the machlokas amoraim we saw just a few minutes ago. Is tfilos avos tiknum or keneged tmidin tiknum? Keneged tmidin tiknum means the ikar purpose or part or yesod of tfilah is the fact that it's keneged a carbon. Keneged the carbon. If it's keneged the carbon, you cannot make up two marivs. You cannot dive in two marivs to make up for a mincha because avar yoma batal karbono. However, according to the Amora, according to Biyosi ben Abchinia, tefilos avos tiknum. So when the avos were davening, they were davening to Hashem, not keneged tmidin. They were davening to Hashem. They were talking to Hashem, asking him for rachamim, asking him for the things that the avos needed. They were davening to Hashem, right? Avram was davening to Hashem not to destroy Sodom. Avram was probably davening for a shidduch for Yitzchak too, right? Probably davening for a shidduch. He was davening. So Yitzchak was davening for a shidduch b'shuvah. Yitzchak is l'soch b'sada. A moment later, Rivka comes up. So the machlokas, whether tefillah is rachamim or carbon, is probably keneged or corresponding to the machlokas between Yosef Reb Chanin and Reshub and Levi. We're going to try to hold questions till the end of the year, but Linetta will take as many questions and all the questions as possible. Yosef Reb Chanin and Reshub and Levi. So this two studim of whether tefillah is rachamim or keneged karbanos or b'makom carbon is a machlokes, not just a machlokes, it's probably both. It's the two stances, the two positions of the Amoraim. We saw a moment, tefillah avos tiknum highlights the idea that tefillah is rachamim. Tefillah keneged tmidin highlights the idea that tefillah is b'makom carbon. Now Tosfos here says something that's very important. Where Tosfos says is, I want to read this Tosfos together with you. Tosfos on Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph, the last Tosfos. Tosfos says as follows. It is interesting, the Gemara that we just saw asks three questions. One, if you forget Shachris, can you daven two Minchas? If you forget Mincha, can you daven two Marv? If you forget Marv, can you daven two Shachris? What the Gemara does not ask, is what if you forget Tfilas Musaf? Tfilas Musaf. Person, it could very much, very easy, it happened so easily, right? It happened so easily. Two Shabbosim ago, we were in, maybe three Shabbosim ago, we were in quarantine. Our family davened home alone, right? We didn't have a minion in the house. We davened home. So davened Shachris. We didn't have a Kriyas HaTorah, but I was looking at the Parsha. Look at the Parsha. I'll daven Musaf in an hour after I finish looking at the Parsha. By the time I finish looking at the Parsha, I open up a Gemara, I forget that I didn't have a Musaf. Next thing you know, it's Mincha time, I forget. And then I wake up, I say, you know, I don't think I ever got back to Musaf. I don't think I ever got back. You daven in Shul, it's easy. You daven at home, it's not easy. You can make these mistakes all the time. So you forget Musaf. So the question, it's Musaf. We paskin, you can have a Musaf all day long. It's a machlokas in the Mishnah. We paskin Musaf and Kalayom. So if Musafim is Kol Hayom, you would not ask if you forget Musaf, can you daven to Minchas? Because if you still find yourself during Zman Mincha, then you can daven Musaf. You don't have to make two Minchas, you can daven Musaf. Because if it's Zman Mincha, it's also Zman Musaf. But here we're talking about a case where you already made Havdalah, and it's 10 o'clock at night, Mitzvah Shabbos, and you realize, I didn't daven Musaf today. Can you daven two Marivs? Can you daven another Mariv? So that's what Tosus is discussing. The same way you can daven two minchas if you've got Shachris, and you can daven two Shachris if you've got Mariv. So, and by the way, the Gemara in the end paskins that if you forget Mincha, you can daven two Marivs because Mincha is true, it's connected Karbim, but it's also Rachamim. And therefore, if it's Rachamim, you can make up a Mincha, a Shachris, and a Mariv. So Tosfos wants to know, what about a Musaf? So Tosfos says, how come the Gemara never asks Musaf? Tosfos, last Tosfos, lo boy. The Gemara never asks, im tov alav aspal tfilas Musaf. If one makes a mistake and doesn't daven Musaf, the Tosfos never asks that question. Why? The havadai einam mispal ba'arvis, because that you certainly cannot make up ba'arvis. You cannot daven two marvis to make up a Musaf. Why? Because the Zman Musaf is over. The Zman Musaf is over. So what? The Zman Mincha is also over. And we concluded that you can say two Maribs. So why can't I make up two Musafs? I'm sorry, why can't I make a Musaf by davening two Maribs? I can daven two. If I miss Mincha, I can daven two Maribs. If I miss Musaf, I can daven two Maribs. Oh, the day is over, so you lost the carbon. Yeah, okay. The day's over, I lost the carbon mincha too. Carbon tamash haber abayim too. And I can daven two marivs. Tosfos says, no. The gam lo tiknu sheva bracha shal musaf ela mishum unishalma parim sifasenu. U bezev vadai over zmano batal karbono. When it comes to musaf, the whole reason for the institution of tvilas hamusafin was only there in order to stand in place of the carbon musaf. And therefore, if the zman for the carbon has passed, you cannot make up that tefillah. Avol shar tefillos derachmei ninhu, other tefillos which are rachamim. And when it comes to rachamim, we could be asking rachamim from Hashem every day, every second of the day. So then, if you miss mincha, you can daven two marvels. Avol shar tefillos derachmei ninhu. There is no break from Rachamim. You can't say, I missed Rachamim of Mincha. Yeah, you didn't miss it. You can make it up now. The same Rachamim that existed by Mincha didn't pass. You need Rachamim now too. So you can dive into Minchas. So it comes out, Tosfos seems to be saying, it seems very clear, that Musaf is a different type of Tefillah than Shachris, Mincha, Marav. Shachris, Mincha, Marav, the Gemara says, has two aspects, two elements to it. Two elements to it. One element is that, as we saw, one Amora says, Keneget Tmid in Tiknum, the purpose of davening Shachris Mincha Marav is in place on some level to remind us, or to stand in place, to take the place somehow of the Tfilos, of the Tmidim. Carbon Shachris, the Tfilos Shachris is Keneget, the Carbon Tamashal Shachar. Tfilas Minchas Keneged Atomit Shel Bein Harbayim, and Tfilas Arvis is Keneged the parts of the animal that had not been burnt during the day. You can burn them at night. In addition to that, Shacharis HaMenachah also has elements of rachamim, of asking Hashem for our needs. Musaf does not have the rachamim element. There's no The purpose of Musaf was solely to be in place of the Karban Musaf. Therefore, you cannot make up Karban Musaf. If you get Musaf, it's too late. Mu'uvas lo yichalitkon. It's a mistake that you can't make up. Next Shabbos, make sure to daven Musaf. But this Shabbos, you cannot daven Musaf. You lost the Musaf. Every other tefillah has two elements, Karban and Rachamim. Musaf only has one element. What element? Karban. So by Karban, the Gemara already said, Avar Zmano, Batal Karbano. Now, if this is correct, which Tosfos holds of this, it would lead us to a potential very interesting conclusion. Let's turn for a minute to Daf Chof Amid Beis. Gemara in Brachos Daf Chof Amid Beis says as follows. It actually starts with a Mishnah on Daf Chof Amid Aleph. The last line of the page, Noshim Va'avodim U'Ketanim, Beturim Mikriyishma U'Menat Tefillin. Women, Avodim Kenanim and Ketanim, are part from Kriyishma and from Tefillin. However, Chayovin, they were on the top first line, Daf Chof Amid Beis, Chayovin B'Tfila U'B'Mezuzah U'B'Berchas HaMazon. Chayovin B'Tfila U'B'Mezuzah U'B'Berchas HaMazon. They're Chayiv B'Tfila U'B'Mezuzah U'B'Berchas HaMazon. Let's skip down about 5-6 lines on the Gemara that says v'chayavin b'tfila, that women are chayavin b'tfila. The rachmei ninu. Why are women chayavin tfila? What do you mean, why are women chayavin tfila? Why should they not be chayavin tfila? Why would you think they're not? So the Gemara says, Mahu the same whole ksiv ba'ev avokav etzorayim kemitzvah seish azman gramadami. Since there are set times for tefillah, I would have thought that tefillah is a zman grama. In the same way, they're part of from sukkah, from lulav, from shofar. Those are zman gramas. So to tefillah, which have set times, zmanim. So I would have thought perhaps that women are potter from tefillah because it's a zman grama. So the Gemara answers, yes, that's true. Kamash malam, the rachmei ninu. And if you look at the Rashi on the second line of the page, chayavim b'tefillah, the tefillah rachmei, tefillah is rachamim. And since tefillah is rachamim, therefore women require and need just as much rachamim as men. So it's true it's a zman grama, but there's an additional element that makes women chayiv in tefillah despite the fact that it's a zman grama. That's how the Gemara, that's based on our gears and how Tosfos learns. Everybody here so far? The Gemara says that women are chayiv in tefillah despite the fact that there's a reason to say that they should be potter, because this is man grama. Sof kol sof, they're still chayiv kov rachmei. The tzlach, that's the note, Reb Cheskel Landau wrote a number of beautiful and important fundamental svarim for learning. And one of them was Chidushim al Hashas, and the name of the sefer is called the tzlach. The tzlach, it's Tzilin Nefesh Chayiv, we've mentioned, it's in memory of his mother Chaya. So Reb Cheskel Landau says as follows. If you put the two Gemaras together, that Shachris Mincha Marev has two aspects of the tefillah. One, it's become carbon, and two, tefillah's avos tiknum, which means it's also rachamim. But Musaf only has one element, it's only become carbon. So that would potentially lead us to the following conclusion, which is what the Tzlach concludes. That a woman, although she's chayiv in Shachris, and she's chayiv in Mincha, and she's chayiv in Marev, because rachmei ninu, she's potter from Musaf. Why? Because the only reason that the Gemara here says is that she's chayv because of rachamim. So that tefillah, which is not keneged rachamim, which is purpose, is not rachamim. That means women would be potter from that tefillah. And that's exactly what the Tzlach says. Women are potter from tefillas musafim. Shachris, yes. Mincha, yes. Marav, yes. Musaf, no. The potter from Musaf. Only reason women are chayiv is because of rachamim. That's by tefillos that have, well, whose mechayiv, whose purpose, or at least one of the purposes, is rachamim. If the purpose is not rachamim, so then you're putter from that tefillah. Women are putter from tefillah samus suffering. That's what the Tzlach concludes. The Tzlach does say, by the way, that according to the Ashkenazim, we know that we paskin, when I say we, I think everyone on this Zoom call is an Ashkenazi. We know that women, although they're potter from Zman Grama, from Mitzvah, say they're potter from Shofar, from Lulav, from Tzitzis, from Tfilin, right? So when it comes to at least some of those mitzvahs, we paskin women can do the mitzvah. Tzitzis and Tfilin were Machmir. Shofar and Lulav, we say that they can certainly come to Shul near Shofar. They certainly can shake Lulav, right? But the Svardim hold, you can't make a bracha. The Ashkenazim hold, women, not only can they hear Shofar, but they can make the bracha on Shofar. And not only can they shake Lulav, but they can make a bracha on Lulav. Not only can they sit in the sukkah, they can make a bracha on the sukkah. The Svardim say they can't. That might lead one to the conclusion that although women are potter from Tfilas HaMusafin, can they volunteer to say Tfilas HaMusafin? Ashkenazim would say yes. And Rav Avadya Yosef paskins, maybe it's not such a good idea. Because the same way Rav Avadya paskin lemaisa that a woman is not, or a Sfaradi, an Isha Sfaradi, who's shaking lulav should not make the bracha. That's the way the Sfaradim hold, like the Shitas HaRabam, like the Shitas HaRashi, like some of the Balei HaTosfos. We'll get to that in Yetz Hashem in the near future. We'll discuss Zman Gramas. So too, they should not daven the Shemoneh Esrei Tefillas HaMusafim. They shouldn't daven. Not only are they part from Tefillas HaMusafim, but they shouldn't daven Tefillas HaMusafim. Others say differently. Others say, the Noda Behud himself says, the only reason that the Svardim hold that women should not make a bracha on Lulav is because there's a particular bracha that they're making. Asher Kedeshanu Mitzvosav Vitzivanu. It's hard to say that women were commanded. If I'm not commanded in Shofar, I can't make the bracha Vitzivanu. But when we daven Shemon Esrei, there's no Vitzivanu. I'm saying brachos, but there's no Vitzivanu. I say Baruch Adah Hashem Rofei Chalei Am Yisrael, Baruch Adah Hashem Magen Avram, Baruch Adah Hashem Mevarech Hashanim. So that women, the Tzlat says, women, not only, they're potter from Musaf, because it's not Rachamim, and they're only Chayiv and Tefillah because it's Rachamim. But not only can the Ashkenazim Ashkenazi women volunteer Musaf, but even the Sfaradim can volunteer Musaf because there's no Vitzivanu in Shemon Esrei. There's no Vitzivanu in Shemon Esrei. By the way, just as an aside, an important aside, is that there are Achronim who say that it's true that women are potter from Tfilas Musaf. That's when it comes to Tfilas Musaf on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. It's not Rachim, it's all about the carbon. However, Tfilas Musaf on Rosh Hashanah is filled with Rachamim. It's all about Rachamim. It's asking Hashem to remember us for a good year. So there, women would be chayiv. Even if women are potter from Tfilas Musaf, and that's only Tfilas Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, but certainly they'd be chayiv in Tfilas HaMusafin of Rosh Hashanah, and certainly they'd be chayiv in Tfilas HaMusafin of Yom Kippur. They have to say Al Chayt, they have to say the Vidui. So even if you hold that women are brought up from Tfilas HaMusafin, it's still only the Tfilas HaMusafin of Rosh Chodesh, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Rabbi Kiva Eger goes even further. He says, you know, there's another reason, in a certain sense, why women are brought up from Tfilas HaMusafin. Because the funny thing is, it's a little bit funny. They're potter from Tfilas HaMusafin because it's not Rachamim. Tfilas HaMusafin was a carbon sibur. The carbon sibur. So aren't they part of the sibur? It's true there's no Rachamim, but they're not part of the sibur. They're part of the sibur. If the carbon's being brought for the sibur, it's being brought for the women too. Kivir says, no, they're potter from Musaf. Why? Because Allah is that women do not give, or not chayiv to give, are not obligated to give, the machtes hashekel, which was used in order to buy their korbanos sibur. The halacha was that around this time, actually, around Rosh Chodesh Adar, the Bezdin started to go around and started to collect the machtes hashekel, which was an equal amount from every single man over 20 years old. Everybody had to give a machtes hashekel towards the Beis HaMikdash. For what purpose? Because the Karbonos Tzibur had to be brought on behalf of the entire Tzibur. And therefore, those animals that were brought on the Mizbeach as Karbonos Tzibur, the carbon Tamidin, the carbon Musafin, the carbon, some of the Karbonos of the Avod of Yom HaKippurim. So those Karbonos had to be bought by the carbon Tzibur. One person says, you know what? I want to write a big check to the Beis HaMikdash. I'm going to cover all the karbanos of this year. Tavshin Peyalef, it's the Weiss family. And I want a big sign. My brother-in-law does he make signs? I'm going to have a big sign. It was as a, the Nadvan, the Weiss, it was Nidvas Weiss, the Weiss family spelled with two Vavs, Vav, Vav, Yud, Yud, Samach, not those who spelled with one Vav, that's a different Weiss family. The Weiss family from Bergenfield, Bays, Aleph, Reish, Gimel, Nun, Pei, Yud, Lamed, everybody should know. I'll put my little email address and people can give me Yashar Koyach. I want my, I'm going to cover the, how much is it? How much is it per animal? $100 times that and figure it out. It's about 200 carbon to me to add on the Musafim, no problem. $100,000 done. $100 million. Now I have to maybe we have to figure that out. We'll do a two. We'll do a Highgate thing. Highgate block. It's by the Highgate family. Can't do it. Those are pasul karbanos. Every single person, male above 20 years old, has to give a machzor shekel. And by the way, if the Beis Din decides it's not going to cover it, a machzor shekel from every male is not going to cover it. So we have to say, okay, we'll make it more machzor shekel. We'll make it a shekel and a half. But every person has to give an equal amount. Otherwise, it's not called a carbon seaver. So the law is women are not chayav to give machzor shekel. And therefore, B'kiva Eger says, they're not chayav to give machzor shekel, the potter of tefillah is often. Yeah, but why are they chayav in shachvas min chamarav? They don't have to give machzor shekel towards the tamidin either. No, because shachvas min chamarav has the element of rachamim. But Musaf doesn't have the element of rachamim. And they're not chayv machzor shekel, therefore the butter from Musaf. It's not rachamim, so they're not chayv mitzad, the rachamim element, and they're not chayv to give machzor shekel, so they're butter from tefillas hamusafim. Many of the acharim disagreed with Kiv Eger for the following reason. Even if it's true that women are butter from giving the machzor shekel, first of all, if you were under 20 years old, you're also butter from machzor shekel. So we might come to a very strange conclusion. If you're under 20, you don't have to daven Musaf. Another funny conclusion. There's a sheet in the Gemara that Kohanim don't give towards the Machzor Shekel. So that means Kohanim don't have to daven Musaf. If you're under 20, you don't have to daven Musaf. These are strange conclusions. What's the answer? The answer is no. Just because you're not chayiv to give the Machzor Shekel does not mean that the Korban Seber is not being brought on your behalf. You're still part of the Seber. It's still being brought on your behalf. So therefore, many of the Achronim conclude, not like Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Stipler quotes them, the Achron, the Amud Deor, that you are, the women are chayiv in tefillah. It's true they don't have to give machzor shekel. They're still part of the tzibur. The carbon is still being brought on their behalf. So women are chayiv in machzor shekel. Women are chayiv in carbon musaf. I mean, it's interesting also, the Rambam, take a look, in Hilchas Beis HaBechira, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, Halacha Ches, Halacha Tes, the Rambam writes that the Beis HaMidosh can only be built during the day. B'yom Tokim is HaMishkan. During the day, you can build the Mishkan, build the Beis HaMikdash. You cannot build the Beis HaMikdash at night. In the same halacha, it's very interesting, the very same halacha, the Rambam writes, everybody is chayv in the building the Beis HaMikdash, men and women. It's not just for men. Men and women are all chayv in the Binyan HaMikdash. So it's almost like everybody, all the Achronim asked, the Ragad Shavar asked this, and Rav Gusman has this in his Sefer. It's a stira minei obey. If you can't build the Beis HaMikdash at night, it's only by day. That's called the Zman Grama. If it's a Zman Grama, then why women chayiv? So Rav Gusman answers, no. Women are only potter from mitzvah seish ha-Zman Grama on those mitzvahs that are tali on the individual. There's a mitzvah of tefillin. It's only by day. So since the mitzvah tefillin is on each individual, and it's a Zman Grama, assuming you hold that tefillin is only by day, and it's a Zman Grama, so then women are potter. Right? Shofar is a Zman Grama on every individual to hear shofar. So there, that type of mitzvah, it's a Zman Grama, women are potter. But a mitzvah hatzibur, who's chayiv to build a Beis HaMikdash? It's not your chayiv, I'm chayiv, he's chayiv, she's chayiv. The Klal Yisrael is chayiv in building Beis HaMikdash. Klal Yisrael is chayiv. So are women part of the tzibur? Of course women are part of the tzibur. Of course women are part of the tzibur. So therefore, even though it's only done at day, not at night, and it's a Zman Grama, women are still chayiv because it's a mitzvah satzibur. So by things that are part of the tzibur, of course women are concluded. Therefore, many of the Acharim don't like Rabbi Kiva Eger's conclusion. They hold women are pater from, women are not pater from Zman Musaf. It's true there's no rachamim. It's true there's no rachamim. But there's there's still it's and it's and, so it's carbon, but they're part of the carbon. They don't have to give master shekel. The carbon is still being brought on their behalf. Therefore, women are chayv and tefillah samus off. So that conclusion from the Gemara Daf Chof is not necessarily correct. The Tzlach actually says that. The Tzlach says, yes, since Musaf based on Tosfos and Daf Chavav only has the aspect of carbon, not the aspect of rachamim. And since women are only chayv to daven because it's rachamim, therefore women are putter from Musaf. But the other racharim say, no, women are chayv daven because of rachamim. And they're also chayv daven Musaf because they're part of that carbon. They're part of the tzibur. So they have daven Musaf. They have daven Musaf too. They have daven Musaf too. Now, just to highlight, this tells us how it's so obvious once we think about it, because sometimes we don't think about it. How does Tosfos know that Musaf is not about rachamim? Is there a fundamental difference between in the nusach of the Tfilas Musaf and the nusach of Tfilas Shachris Mincha Maariv? Shachris Mincha Maariv is connected to Tmidin, but it also has rachamim. Or we could even say differently. The Iker element of Shachris Mincha Maariv is to daven to Hashem for our needs and to connect to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, to recognize that all comes from Him. In addition to that, it's also connected to Midin. But Musaf, the entire Mechayiv, the whole purpose of the Tefillah is connected Karban Musaf. How do we know that? So the answer is we know it because of what it says in the Tefillah Samusafin. Think about the Tefillah Samusafin. What do we say in Tefillah Samusafin? Every Tfilas Musaf that we said, we mentioned the karbanos that were brought on that day. That we say on Rosh Chodesh, in the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. What do we say on the Musaf of Sukkot, of Shmini Atzeres? You say, you talk about the carbon Musaf that was brought on that day. So carbon Musaf, Chazal, Tosfos knows is just looking at the tefillah itself. The tefillah's Musaf itself has the karbanos mentioned in the tefillah. So that's keneged carbon mamish. Shachris Mincha Maariv, it's true, it's keneged tmidin, but it makes you stop and wonder, well, how come we don't mention the karbanos in tefillahs? Shachris Mincha, we don't mention. Every day we've been carbon tamid shal shachar. Maybe by mincha we should say esakev esachatase ben harbayim. We don't mention it. We do say a tefillah. We say Hashem elokeinu b'amcha Yisrael b'tefillah sam. V'ashev eshava. We ask Hashem to bring back the avoda into the Beis Hamikdash. We should be zoichav to bring karbanos. We don't mention the actual carbon tamid in the tefillah shachris mincha or maariv. So Chazal understood shachris mincha maariv. Those are tefillahs that are mentioned midin rachamim. It's also connected to Midin, but the Iker part of that field is Rachamim. It has an element of carbon as well. Musaf only has the element of carbon. It's not about Rachamim. It's about carbon. It's about Neshama Paras Vaseinu. We could even suggest what some Achronim say, Shachris Mincha Maariv is connected to Midin. Musaf is the Musaf itself. It's when we say the carbon, when we say the Tfilas Musaf, we might as well imagine that we have a cow standing in front of us and we're shechting the cow. Shechting the cow, sprinkling the dam on the mizbech. That's literally what's happening through the words of when we say, we have two cows in front of us. We're shechting them, doing zrikas hadam. Then we're going to do the haktaras. Hakarbon. It's literally, we're literally bringing the carbon through carbon through the tefillas musaf. By Shachris Mincha Maariv, it's connected to Tmidin, but it's not the Tmidin Mamish. So we don't have to mention the carbon in the tefillah. We don't have to mention the carbon in the tefillah. So it comes out, well, we have something very interesting. There's two types of tefillahs. One type of tefillah called Shachris Mincha Maariv, which is a tefillah which has two personalities. A double person. I wouldn't call it a schizophrenic. It's more like a double personality, right? It has two aspects to it. Two elements. It's both, it has one element of being become carbon or connected carbon as an element of rachamim. Musaf also has the carbon element, but does not have the rachamim element. And therefore, by musaf, there's no tashlumin. because by Musaf we'd say over yoma batal karbono. Let's take it to the next step. This should never happen to anyone, but it could certainly happen. It could certainly happen. Usually what they do in most shuls on Yom Kippur is after Musaf, they'll take a little break and you come back from Mincha and then Ne'ilah. I once davened in a shul where they davened Shachris, Musaf, and then Mincha. Then they took a break and came back for Ne'ilah. So, a person after Musaf, they finish Musaf 2 o'clock, they're going to start Mincha 5 o'clock, 3 hour. You go home, you take a little nap, get ready for Mincha Ne'ilah. Okay? Could happen. You daven Mincha ready, because they daven Mincha right after Musaf. This doesn't usually happen. And then you take a little nap before Ne'ilah. Rachmal Letzlan, you wake up 10 o'clock at night. You're not going to feel very good about that, for sure. Not going to feel very good about that. It could also happen that a person's not feeling well and he has to lay down. I mean, it could happen too. It was completely appropriate. You lay down, you're not feeling so well. Okay, so now you missed Ne'ilah. Oh my gosh, you missed Ne'ilah. And this man Ne'ilah is over. This man Ne'ilah is over. You made Havdol already. It said, Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. And now you realize, I forgot to daven Ne'ilah. Can you daven 2 marvs to make up a Ne'ilah? Is there tashlumin for tfilas Ne'ilah? The Prima Gadim talks about this. Is it tashlumin for tfilas? The Tfilah Gadim has this shaila. Is there tashlumin for tfilas Ne'ilah? And he concludes the following, based on everything that we said. Shachris Mincha Mariv is both keneged tmidin, and it also has element of rachamim. Musaf is keneged the tfilas hamusaf. There's no rachamim. Ne'ilah is the other side. Ne'ilah, there's no carbon. Ne'ilah is not connected any carbon. There wasn't a carbon that they brought at in the old days in the Beis Hamikdash, and now we're davening tefilas ne'ilah connected that carbon. Tefilas ne'ilah is all about rachamim. We're asking Hashem at the end of the day to give us rachamim for a good year, a healthy year. We should be zochah to stand in front of him next Yom Kippur. So therefore, based on Tosfos, Ne'ilah for sure, there's no shaila that there's tashlum. See, by Mincha, we had a shaila. On the one hand, it's connected carbon, and the carbon's man is over. So maybe you can't make that up. But we say, no, Mincha has rachamim too, so you can make it up. But if we had a tefillah that was all rachamim, it wasn't two elements. It wasn't two aspects. It was all about rachamim. Then certainly you can make up Ne'ilah. So then you'd be able to daven 2 marvs. Person forgot Ne'ilah, you make up, you daven 2 marvs. So it comes out that Musaf is a type of tefillah that we would call an all-carbon tefillah. Ne'ilah is an all-rachamim tefillah. And Shachris, Mincha Mariv, has the two aspects of, on the one hand, keneged tmidin, carbon, and on the other hand, avos tiknum, keneged rachamim, it's for rachamim. And the nafkamina, of course, is whether there's tashlum. And the other possible nafkamina, whether women are chayiv. Shachwas min chamar of women are chayiv. Ne'ilah, for sure they're chayiv. Rachamininu. Women need rachamim. The Gemara has a havamina that women are potter from mezuzah. Gemara says, what's the havamina? It says, Lama yirbu yimechem. Women need chayim, women need rachamim. They're chayim just as much as us. There's no special. They're chayim in ne'ilah, shachwas min chamar. Musaf is the only tefillah that maybe they're potter from because it's not rachamim, it's carbon. So why they potter from? Because they don't give it to the machzor shekel. So even argued on that, it comes out that women are chayiv. If you don't hold that Rebbe Akiva Eiger in Shachris, Mincha, Marav, Musaf, and Ne'ilah, is there tashlumin? Musaf, no. Shachris, Mincha, Marav, yes, because it has rachamim. Ne'ilah, for sure, yes, because it's only rachamim. We could also perhaps disagree with Tosfos as well, and we'll end with the following thought. What did Tosfos say? We started this year with Musaf. There's no rachamim. How do we know that? Because, well, the Gemara in Daf Chav Vav Amid Beis has a brisa, and the brisa says Shachris is keneged Avram. Avram was taken tefillah Shachris. Yitzchak was taken tefillah Mincha. Yaakov was taken tefillah Arvis. So that's Rachamim. So Musaf doesn't have an Av who davened, who was instituted Musaf. So there's no Rachman by Musaf. There's only the carbon Musaf, which is connected to Musafim. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the back of the Gemara quotes from sources, I think from sources of Kabbalistic sources. He says, not so fast. Avram was Misakin Shachris. Yisrael was Misakin Mincha. Yaakov was Misakin Arvis. And Yosef was Misakin Musaf. Thus they named it Musaf after his name, Yosef. If Yosef is Misakin Musaf, maybe we can argue that Musaf also has an element of Racham. It's true, it's carbon heavy, because we even mentioned the carbon there, but they say there's no Racham. Rav Soloveitchik, in a number of his pieces, writes, of course there's Racham by Musaf. There's no Racham by Musaf. Musaf is the best time to ask Hashem. That's why we blow shofar during Musaf, because that's the time for Rachamim. Time right before we do it, because that's the best time for Rachamim. We're nosin kapayim. In Chutz Laaretz, we don't do nesias kapayim every day, even though there were times in history that great rabbanim tried to institute that we should do duchening every day. Why dafka in Eretz Yisrael every day? It's not an Eretz Yisrael type of mitzvah. We should do it here too. Okay. It never worked out. So what's the minhug of Klal Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz to be nosin kapayim, to be duchen when dafka during Musaf? Musaf also has the element of rachamim. Where do we find this rachamim? There's no av. Yeah, the Gemara doesn't have it. Question is, why doesn't the Gemara say it? I'm not sure. But Yosef was Messiah. If Yosef is Zagam Musaf, it comes out that all the tefillahs are rachamim. Nilo is for sure rachamim. Shachar is mincha marav is also rachamim. And not only that, but Musaf, hidden in the Musaf, is also in the rachamim. It's a very special time to be davening. It's not just connected to the cover, in which case we would conclude that there's tashlumin for everything against Tosfos, which is, by the way, it's not my own thought. There are Rishonim who disagree with Tosfos. But Lamaisa, Sof Ko Sof, it's generally assumed, like Tosfos, that by Musaf we don't have tashlumin, because it's all carbon, unlike what I just said about Yosef. Shachris Mincha Marav has both elements, and therefore there's tashlumin because of the Rachamim element. And Ne'ilah for sure has tashlumin because that's a tefillah. That's all about the Rachman. So that for sure, if a person were ever to miss Ne'ilah, he'd be able to make it up with two Marvs. Okay, Chevra, everyone have a wonderful day. We'll take questions now. And a good Tavach Shavua Tov.